This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Baby, hey, 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 we welcome you in here. Now, one more time. It's good. Yeah. We welcome you in here into the Monday, August 11th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside our man.
What are you doing with him?
That's how we roll.
Yeah, man.
Big shout out to the insiders for our auto there. Great work this morning. James Hamm, multitasking, breaking news on the King's schedule. While doing the radio show, of course, Sean Cunningham broke the home opener and actually the opener as well. October 22nd, the Sacramento Kings will be in Phoenix to take on Book and that new look crew after the Kevin Durant trade. And then we'll come home to the Golden 1 Center, which I think we did this last year. Did we open with Utah last year and then come home, or did we open at home with Utah?
We opened. That was 2 years ago. Last year, I believe the season opened against Minnesota at home. Julius Randle went crazy.
That's right. Well, that could be any.
Right.
It could literally be any game Julius Randle's in, regardless of the team that he's on. It doesn't matter. But the Kings will open up the Golden 1 Center portion of the schedule on Friday, October 24th, when they take on the Utah Jazz. Cooper Flagg will be in Sacramento for the first time on December 17th. De'Aaron Fox will be back in Sacramento along with Victor Wembanyama. That's late in the game. A late matchup at the Golden 1 Center for the Spurs and the Kings. Again, that's March 17th.
Season damn near over.
Yeah, pretty much.
Season over in April.
Pretty much. Now, they might have gotten, maybe they got a couple in and San Antonio.
I'm sure they're going to play both of their San Antonio games before they come.
I don't remember. Is San Antonio in the group? In the
I don't think so.
The playing group. That. I can't remember who's in the Kings playing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the in-season tournament.
I think it's like Portland, Oklahoma City. I think Phoenix might be in it.
OKC might have been who I was thinking of there. That's a monster right there. Yeah. Well, October 24th, must win against the cap available Utah Jazz.
Hey man,
can't lose that game.
Hey, must round start the season off 2-0. What we talking about?
Yeah, what's our
what we talking about? Start the season off 2-0.
What's our feeling on on Phoenix.
Not good.
Bad.
That ain't gonna be
bad.
No good.
Bad feelings. Bad. Yes, bad feelings.
No. They ain't gonna be no good. They trying to have, and this is my guy. You know, I like him.
Yeah.
They trying to have Book run the point again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about?
That's great, but also LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant aren't out there.
Right. Book is like, for me at least, he's like the Malik Monk situation on steroids. Like, he's got a good enough handle. He's got a good enough heart where he'll try to be a point. He's not a point. You want him to be a finisher.
Yeah.
You don't want him creating for others all game long. Like, that is a terrible idea.
And why wouldn't they go sign Russell Westbrook or Malcolm Brogdon? Why wouldn't they go sign someone to play at that position?
I think that,
well, they might not be able to.
Yeah, I think they're not second apron. I think they're first.
No, they're not second. I'm sure they're first. We can look it up. I don't feel like there were very many apron teams. Are they, after all they did, are they still first apron?
That'd be crazy. They moved on from Brad. They shouldn't be. They moved on from Brad. They moved on from KD and got they didn't get that whole contract back. So maybe they're not.
There's one website I go to that does such a great job of. Here we go. Boston. No. They're a cap team. It looks like I have Boston. Is that Dallas? That is Dallas. I have Boston, Dallas, Minnesota, New York, and Toronto.
Dallas is a first apron team?
Dallas is a first apron team.
Makes sense. Kyrie and Anthony Davis probably put you there.
Yeah.
And Klay Thompson.
Well, I mean, PJ's still there, right? PJ had a decent contract. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Who's getting paid in Toronto?
Brandon
Scotty.
Ingram.
Oh, Scotty. They did the Brandon Ingram deal.
Isn't Portal getting money?
Or? There has to be a very simple way to find out.
Oh, RJ and Quickly are getting paid.
Oh, that's right. That's why there was so much. You're right. 32.5 for Emmanuel Quickly, 27.7 for RJ. You got 19.5. I'm going to mess up his name. Jacob.
I always mess it up. I always say Portal.
It's Purtle. Yeah, okay, that's what it is. There's literally no R anywhere to be found. 19.5.
Yeah.
Damn. That's man.
Has Scotty Barnes' money even kicked in yet? Feels like maybe this year.
Yeah, it's at 38.5 now.
Okay.
Yeah. 38.5 now. It looks like this is the first year. Ends at 51.
Ooh.
Scotty Barnes.
And that's the rookie joint.
That's the extension.
Yeah, right.
Remember how much
that.
Casey disrespected him leading up to the draft?
Mm-hmm.
I was right though. He not your number one. He not a 1A. That doesn't mean he's not great or worthwhile, but he not.
What draft was that? Keegan? Who was that?
Yeah, Davion. Davion and Franz Wagner.
So Franz, bet you wish the Kings had drafted him. So the good thing about Scotty and Kenny's take was he was drafted way earlier than anyone expected.
Yeah, didn't he go four?
I think it was four.
Yeah.
We thought Scotty Barnes would be there when the Sacramento Kings were selecting, or at least would be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. He was not. That was one of the big surprises of the draft, if I remember mm-hmm. correctly, was how high Scotty Barnes was taken. And this is an interesting approach from Toronto right here.
Scotty Barnes is really good. Scotty Barnes is a franchise pillar, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing that it's not unique to them, and it's, I understand, it's just like everybody's got to deal with it. But you got a Scotty Barnes, you're going to go look for a 1A. And you're paying him at the end $51 million, and you're going to still be looking for a 1A. That's
a
tough situation. You got to give him the extension. I'm not, he earned it. He deserves it. You got to, but that's a crazy situation to be in. That's not what the Magic are in, right?
Cleveland being in the second apron is crazy because you have Toronto here, who is the first apron team, but they're still $10 million away from the second apron. That's how much money Cleveland is spending.
And that's Darius making money, Donovan, Evan now, Josh Allen making money. They got DeAndre Hunter.
Making the same exact amount of money as Donovan Mitchell is Evan Mobley at $46.3 million.
Ooh.
Donovan Mitchell, $46.3 million.
If I were
Darius Garland, $39.4 million. This is crazy. DeAndre Hunter at $23.3 million. Jarrett Allen at $20 million. Max Strus at $15 million.
Wow.
And Lonzo Ball at $10 million. Shout out to Sam Merrill, who makes $8.4 million. Kings legend.
I would have moved on from either Jarrett Allen or DeAndre Hunter this offseason.
Mm.
Jared Allen, really good. Like, he's really good at center. And he's making a little less than maybe I thought. $20 million is not bad for a Jared Allen.
I like Jared Allen a lot.
I just feel like you can get a lot of what he does and brings to the table for a little cheaper.
Oh, hold up.
Yeah, send him to Sacramento or something.
Hold up. Jared Allen. Yeah, here's why they might not have moved him. They might not have been able to. Jarrett's got a contract that I think kicks in next year. I don't even know that it kicks in next year.
If you make more than 15.
Because he's got 20, but he jumps in the 26-27 season to 28, 30, and then 32.
At this point, if you make more than 15 million, it seems like you're damn near untradeable.
Man,
yeah, right.
Well, $18 million seems to be untradeable.
Jared, he's getting dangerously close to that RG level.
Oh, I'm with that. Let's call him RG from now on. Yeah,
getting dangerously close to that with that kind of number. It's not there. It's not there because that's damn near a one of one. But he's getting close. And for those who don't understand, I'm talking Rudy Gobert. Paying that guy that much to do what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just vibe. Just put up goodbye post.
He's still better than Rudy, though. He's better than Rudy.
He's absolutely.
And he's cheaper.
He's absolutely better than Rudy Gobert.
Anyone that doesn't get played off the court in the playoffs is better.
Yeah, say it. In any basketball setting, playoffs, gold medal, World Cup, Olympics.
That's true, yeah.
Your country is like, yo, we got to get this guy out.
Get the 19-year-old in.
Rudy Gobert will have stolen $370.5
million. Oh, no, that wasn't very nice.
Oh, man.
When his contract is over.
Shaq Barling over there.
Shaq got a show on Netflix.
That man's, does he?
Yeah.
Shaq's doing a podcast with Mike Bibby in Phoenix. By the way, that reminds me, because I saw that on Instagram. I'm very thankful to be here today. We know that I'm in the midst of a contract negotiation.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Boy, I got nervous when I saw radio host Leezy and KC.
No, that was crazy.
Appearing at a basketball summit or something.
I heard about that too.
I was like, wow.
When I saw
I started checking my phone, seeing.
I want to be operations manager Jesse from now on.
I tried to send an email just an email to like Complex like, hey man, what's up? Just to make sure my email still worked.
Hey,
and the way it was worded, Leezy and KC, as if Leezy just sat here into this seat right here, like, yeah. Wow. These negotiations are going way worse than
same
I thought.
Thing. I said, wait a minute, hold on.
Our newest radio host is here.
Hold on.
Radio. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, what's up, D-Lo and KC? Yo, I love the show D-Lo and KC, by the way. I want to say that first.
No.
Hey. Oh, man.
Didn't put that on social media this weekend.
You on 8 to 10?
Yo, it was news to me too, D-Lo. I was like, hey, hold on. Wait a second. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to my friend 80 Snooze and Sleep Nation. They partner with Jalen Wells. We're doing something good for the community. I'm just there filming. And shout out to KC for coming through. D-Lo, you're invited too.
Oh, it's too late now. No, don't do that. Don't do that. It's too late.
Oh, man.
It's too late.
Sorry, D-Lo.
No, that's good stuff. Get your stuff off. When is it?
It's going to be on the 12th. It's going to be Tuesday. It's going to be 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're out there for the community. It's for the kids and all that. So, sorry, D-Lo.
It's all right, Leezy. Hey, Leezy, thank you for gracing us with your presence. I'm so thankful that radio host Leezy called.
I said, wait a minute.
Literally said Leezy and Casey. I was like, God damn it. Hey, but Leezy looked sharp in the picture. They used the good pics too.
Yeah,
Leezy on the red carpet. They had KC in all black.
Shout out to them. They picked the right picture for your boy.
Man,
big ups.
They're just cold as ice.
Man, you know, we just trying to make it, man.
Cold as
ice. We all trying to make it. You know, we ain't got the crispy whites. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
God, we went to
I saw that boy was stunting on him real quick.
We went to a white party on Saturday to celebrate my man Io and his girl's birthday.
That's love.
And so Katie took her 16-year-old to the mall. I was like, hey, I have some ideas, man, but could you just keep an eye out? Shout out to Katie. Went to Macy's. Pulled two items. She was like, I think this will work. This will look fire. Huh. And my big thing with whites is the whites have to match. If mm-hmm. it's a bright white, mm-hmm. I need two bright whites. I can't have like a, you know, that off white with the bright right. Like, give me, and your dress is white. So right. we need bright, you know, the bright whites. And she pulled them. She was like, these are going to work. This will work for you. And I zoomed in and they were Motive One, which is a brand Casey Hell and yeah. I have been rocking Hell for yeah. the last year. So she brought that joint home. I was like, yeah, this is in perfect condition. This works. She even got the jacket. I was like, we're not going to do the jacket tonight because this needs to be cut a little bit.
Yeah.
But
that boy was
stepped out.
Stepping out looking smooth.
Got to the parking lot. So she's asking questions. She was like, so where are we going? Uh-huh. I was like, he got us a table at this hotel. It's like a party. Uh-huh. She goes, well, someone throwing the party? I was like, well, it's kind of like a one-off. She goes, oh, so is it like a club? I'm like, yeah, like kind of. But it's a little more low-key than a club. Oh, okay. So she's asking questions about the event.
Yeah.
We get to the parking lot and you start to see groups of people in white. And she notices after like the third group, like, oh, I'm really going to stand out here, huh? So we park and now I'm trying to keep from laughing. So we park, we go in, check in, like, hey, I blah, 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 go check him. Oh, like, yeah, he just got here. He's right there. And she looks around and I goes, now would be a great time to tell you this party is put on by the Black Chamber of Commerce of Sacramento. But she don't care. Like, that stuff doesn't faze her.
Everybody was looking good, man.
We had a blast. No, it was a good time. Those parties are always interesting because it's an eclectic mix of young Black people, old Black people. I mean, just people just having, like, it's a, you know, you had one room playing like Earth, Wind and Fire, and the DJ in the room we were in ended with like the, you know, the R&B joints, you know, the Keith Sweats and the Keisha Coles. And we had a good time, man. We had a real good time.
Good stuff, man.
That was fun.
Good stuff. Yes, sir. Man.
So as we were saying, we're chasing down a couple of games. I was trying to figure out when Mike Brown would be back in Sacramento. Call. But we've got the regular season opener on October 22nd. We got the home opener on October 24th. They'll be in Phoenix. They'll be at home against the Utah Jazz. We mentioned Cooper Flagg December 17th for the first time at the Golden 1 Center. Well, I got a question about Cooper Flagg. You notice Christmas Day, you know, those games were dropped with us last Friday. I just picking up on some things right there. And then De'Aaron will be back for the second time on March 17th. So we've got, it looks like a full schedule release coming on Thursday.
Sounds about right.
I know.
Which means you get some leaks starting tomorrow.
Well, probably. I think they're about to drop a whole bunch of notes on Good Day Sacramento. The Today Show.
NBA Today?
Yeah. No. The Today Show.
Oh, well, the Today Show. NBC. Yeah. Okay.
Mike Brown will return to Sacramento on January 14th. January 14th, the Knicks will be in Sacramento. Jesse, if you want to throw that on social media, the Knicks will be in Sacramento for Mike Brown's return on January 14th. In fact, Wednesday, you can all be insiders, so go ahead and tweet that.
That, I ain't even going to lie to you. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I was going to say, it might be an ESPN game. I'm just kind of, it's a Wednesday night, January 14th.
Sure.
Mike Brown coming back to Sacramento. Might be a ESPN game.
Mike, is Mike's under pressure, right?
Yeah, he got to win a championship.
Like, that's, I mean, right. That's kind of what it boils down to.
Yeah, he got to win a championship. That's, yeah, you got to win a championship, dog. With the East looking the way that it's looking and the team that you have. Yeah, come on, man.
Well, he knows what it takes.
If that wasn't nice.
It wasn't.
Hey, come on, man.
What was not nice about it? What was not nice? Tell me. What was not nice about it? You want to talk about it?
I'm going to root for Mike. If the Knicks do what they're supposed to do and they get to the playoffs, I'll root for Mike.
All I'm doing is just following what we've seen.
What Jesse said isn't not true. Mike hasn't won.
It would be.
He did get. Hey, like I know it was LeBron's superhuman Eastern Conference Finals. Mike Brown was a part of that Cleveland Cavaliers team that got to the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ran into some hiccups against the Boston Celtics in subsequent years, but like that doesn't make Mike a bad coach.
He's definitely a good coach. He's a really
Dan Gilbert panicked and fired Mike when LeBron was a free agent. That man won 60 games that year.
He's a really good coach. The question will always be: Does he have what it takes to be a championship coach as a head coach?
Mm-hmm.
Some of that, I'm always a big believer, depends on the roster. I mean, you can make the argument this might be the most talented roster he's ever had. So now he's got a championship level roster, and maybe that's all he needed to be a championship head coach. You look at some of these other teams that he's coached, even when LeBron was in Cleveland, like, that wasn't those teams were good for that time, really good for that time, but they weren't, I don't think they were as talented as this Knicks team is. You're talking about, like, you're relying on Mo Williams and Booby Gibson, and Ilgauskas is cool. Ilgauskas is not Towns. Towns is better than Ilgauskas. Obviously, you got LeBron. That's the big equalizer.
Yeah, Towns is definitely better than Big Z, who was very good.
Yeah. So this may be, I think this definitely is the most talented roster he's ever had.
He's not a bad coach. I'm not saying that.
Absolutely.
But also,
not.
It looked kind of funny when you were one and done in Cleveland post LeBron. You got to the Lakers. You were one and a couple of weeks done after that. And then everything ended so sour here in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And then say, I know what it takes to win a championship. I know you won with Steve Kerr, but you haven't won with you running the ship yet.
Right.
And it hasn't ended well when you've ran the ship.
No, and really, the thing that Mike Brown has to work through and get over the hump with outside of actually winning a championship as a head coach is, as likable as he is, he seems like a great guy. Seems like a hell of a guy. But for whatever reason, like Jesse mentioned, these people that are he's coaching, they be done with Mike Brown. That has been consistent at every stop. I don't know why. I'm not saying those people are right.
So
I'm not saying that they're not at fault or nothing like that. But at every stop as a head coach,
mm-hmm.
the players that he's coached, like, man, they don't want to be coached by him no more. Or there are players on those rosters that say, I don't want to be coached by Mike Brown no more. Once again, not saying they're right. I'm just saying that's something that happens every time.
So why do the Knicks, why is he the Knicks guy? Like, why does, like, you've put Mike in a brutal spot. You've put your organization potentially in a difficult spot, mm-hmm. you know, and it's compounded by this team declined the Knicks request. This team declined the Knicks request. This team, because there is it is not a universal formula to how that stuff works. Not all organizations are the same, but some organizations will ask you, do you want to explore this? And I don't know how many, from the Billy Donovans to the, I can't even remember. I don't remember Ime Udoka, all of the different names that they had. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But, like, how many of those guys were like, nah, I don't want to go there.
Right.
And again, the idea is you don't go there to build. You don't go there to, you know, build a winner. Like, you go there for a team that's not only are they going to have high expectations because of the Eastern Conference Finals. As it stands today, they're the only team that's healthy of that upper echelon caliber. They're the only team that's healthy.
Yeah.
And that is Mike going into that season with, you know, just a boulder on his shoulders.
To answer your question that you asked, I don't know why the Knicks chose Mike Brown.
Mm.
Outside of, I mean, he's a good coach. He's an experienced coach. But I don't know. I don't know why. I think I would have looked elsewhere if I were them. But yeah, I'm sure, like I said, you talk to Mike Brown. You talk to him about basketball. He can convince you that he's the right guy for the job. So he get in the interview setting. I know he killed the interview. His resume speaks, you know, for itself with where he's been in this league and who he's worked with and all this other stuff. So he's got all this stuff in his portfolio to say, yes, he should be the coach. But I don't know. I wouldn't have been sold that he should be the guy to lead this team.
So Mike Brown will be back in Sacramento on January 14th with the New York Knicks as notes continue to trickle out about the upcoming schedule. We'll come back. There's more NBA to talk about. There's more Kings to talk about, actually. Domantas Sabonis spoke over the weekend at his basketball camp. Did he say anything? I'm not really sure. Does he ever? No, but if you're looking for stuff, you might be able to find it. We'll talk. Steeler and KC, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.